Good morning, moms. Welcome to our very first podcast. I am so excited to get here and share with you guys today and just have a time to just really sit and just enjoy one another and kind of get into God's word a little bit and just let our hair down. Let's open up with prayer, because all that we do should always start with going before our Lord, because he is so good to us. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this day today, Father God, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, you have been so good to us, Lord God. As we get into your word today and share today, Father God, I just pray, Lord, that every listener is blessed by your word, Lord God. I pray every listener's heart is open, and that their minds, Father God, are fixed on you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the one who gives us our daily strength. So give us the strength today where we need it, Father God. Encourage us where we need encouragement and help us to encourage one another. Father, we thank you for this time together, Father God. We thank you for this podcast, Lord God. And Father, I thank you, Father God, that every ear that hears this podcast, Father God, is the one that you have chosen, Father God, to hear it for today. So I pray that it be a blessing to them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, ladies, so we are here. It has been 1 year ago today that we were shut down with a pandemic that hit our earth and destroyed a lot of lives, but we made it. We're here. And I do know that being a mom, this was probably the most insane opportunity in my life that I can't say that I was prepared for. You know, my grocery bills tripled. I'm sure that yours did too. I'm pretty sure that a lot of my stay-at-home mom friends probably got a good belly laugh at the mom who worked all day, because now, finally, those working moms had to see what it looks like to be at home with your children all day. For the ones who thought that stay-at-home moms aren't busy, they realized that they had to grow some thick skin in order to be at home, plus have to be on their job at home and try to manage keeping their house quiet. I know it was tough. It's just been tough. But this, I believe, brought us together in some form, because it helped us to have an appreciation for one another. Like my friends who homeschool, they're like, we've been doing this, while I'm sitting over here at the side. Like, I've done it before in the past, but I was home with my kids working from home. I had a job that I was able to homeschool and it was flexible. And then I look at, okay, that was then. But now that I've at 5 kids now, you know, 3 that are in school. I have 2 young adults that are living on their own. But I'm sitting here and I'm just like, wow, you know, when my kids came home, I said, this is going to be something else, because I actually had have a 6-year-old that, when I tell you, he is he's something else. We had just gotten to a point where he was behaving in school. My son is on the spectrum, so we've gotten to some consistency. We had just got him set up on the special needs bus, and you know, he's doing so much better not standing up on the bus anymore, because now he had someone sitting with him. You know, he's going to class, he's doing great. We're keeping our pants on, we're not standing on top of the tables. Everything was great. And then boom, your kids are coming home. And I was like, what? You have got to be kidding me. I can't tell you how many pairs of shirts he chewed through, almost to a point where I was embarrassed to log him on to the classes, because he was in the same shirt every day, because I got tired of looking at these clothes that he was chewing, because his whole world was flipped upside down. And if anybody knows anything about having a child that's on the spectrum, then you know how easy it is for one small change is like a nightmare. So, you know, but we got through it, and eventually he got balanced and he was doing well. I'd have to say that I've had to call my friend who homeschools plenty of times for encouragement, but then she had realized that, hey, and she reminded me, you've done this before, Amber, you can do this again. Why don't you just homeschool your kids? And I prayed about it, and that's exactly what I did. And I'm glad that I did, because now I have a lesson plan that can show me what I'm teaching first. Because when I jumped in where my kids were at in their public school, I was totally confused. And I looked like, you guys are going to fail if I have to sit here and be your teacher, because I can't even understand 4th grade math. without having some type of paperwork to show me how to get through the lesson plan. So I know that I'm not the only mom that probably felt that. It's just, I'm not embarrassed or ashamed to share that I was not qualified to try to keep up with what they were learning in school. We're doing so much better now because now I have the teacher's guide that I can look and say, oh yeah, yeah, okay, I remember this. I'm not as dumb as I thought that I was, but you know how it is. But overall, I think that we really had a good opportunity in all of this, even though it's been crazy. I think we really have had a good opportunity to take that time and really reflect on each other as women. I think that we spend so much time trying to validate who we are, whether you're a stay-at-home mom or whether you work every day. We always try to validate each other and validate ourselves. And when I say validate ourselves, let me give you an example. Like a stay-at-home mom, she may be like the best cook ever. And then there may be another stay-at-home mom that can't even boil water, but I mean, your kids are getting fed, right? That doesn't mean that you are less of a woman or less of a mom. It just means that it's just not your talent. Or you have that one friend that can sew her entire wardrobe. Well, that's great, but you can go buy yours one way or the other. It's all good. It doesn't make you any less of a woman. And then when it comes to mothers who work, you may have one who, she could be a janitor or whatever her role is. And then one can be like, but I'm a director. You know, we always are trying to validate who we are. And that's not the way that God wants us to be. So I think that during this pandemic, we actually found all of ourselves on the same page for once in our lives, that we're all moms. Some of us wives, you know, some of us are still just married and staying home with their husbands, which that's another topic, but they're just as bad and as needy as kids sometimes, you know, and I don't mean that to be rude, but it's the truth, you know? But this helped us to finally be all on one page where we didn't have to validate each other anymore, because once you sat around a table with other women, you got to see that we are all going through the same thing every day. You know, now there was an understanding to see that, hey, here I thought that you might not have been doing anything this whole time. And in reality, you were doing more than I was at times, you know, or not saying that I thought that about anybody, because for me, I've never been like that. I appreciate everybody where they're at, who they are. And anyone who knows me can attest to that. But as women, I've heard it, you know, I've seen it. And I've even seen where people comment on things and say things that aren't necessarily true, not knowing what that person is going through. I know for me, this past year was a very sensitive year for me because there were so many different transitions that I didn't expect. And they were hard. They were hard to get through. And I'm thankful for the ladies at my church because we had a great group of women that were here. We stood together, we prayed together, and we were able to get through. And that's the reason why it's so important to have you a group of people that you can call on and hold you accountable so that we can help one another and lean on one another when we're really going through something, because this year was tough. It was really tough. So this year, I think that we learned to appreciate each other, you know, and we have to learn to appreciate each other and know that it doesn't matter what you can do or what I can do. What matters is we are women who need each other. We are women who need someone to hold our hand sometimes, you know. We give constantly. Yesterday, I was talking to a very good friend of mine, and she was telling me that one time, you know, she was completely and totally sick with the flu, and we've all been there before. But she was still going, still working, still doing what she had to do. She stayed home with their children and, you know, she had to still cook. She still had to clean. She still had to run those errands and get that stuff done with a fever, sweating, body chills. And I can't even imagine more how she's felt, but I do know that feeling. When I had an emergency hysterectomy, I was in so much pain. But at the time when I needed my mom to be there, she couldn't because she wasn't feeling well herself. And I was thinking, great, what a great time to have surgery when my mom is sick and I have no one, you know, because right now I'm still a single parent and I've been married before, but I'm a single parent now. And could you imagine being in that position? You just have to stop and think, what am I supposed to do? Well, I still had to get up. I still had to get up even in pain and try to take care of the things that I could the best I could, the best of my ability, you know. You know, I'm not going to lie. There was probably so many snacks for dinner that I'm like, eat a fruit snack. There's your fruit intake. Get some potato chips. That's a vegetable. You got potatoes. I mean, I'm serious. It was tough. I was thankful because my church provided meals for me at that time for dinner. But it was like I couldn't wait until they got here because I knew that my kids were basically eating crap all day. But at the end of the day, the moral of that is we are constantly doing. And sometimes we never stop. You know, we have to learn to take that time and just stop and pause and say, listen, I can't, you know. This is what makes being a woman special. We have so many responsibilities and so much to do each day that if we don't stop and take that deep breath and appreciate one another, then where do we end up? You know, this is how we end up depressed. This is how we end up comparing ourselves and envying one another. This is how we end up in a bad place if we're not careful to learn to appreciate and love one another the way that the Lord calls us to love one another. So I'm going to go to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 2, and I'm going to read that to you. And while I'm turning to that, I'm going to just give y'all a quick disclaimer because I just saw my son wake up, and I do work on my podcast from home. So sometimes you may get some extra sounds in the background that are out of my control. There are three kids here and a very huge dog that's our service animal. And there may be times that she may decide she's going to chime in with a bark, or my son might chime in with a couple squeals, or he might just pop up and start talking to you guys. So I'm just going to let y'all know in advance that I want this podcast to be as real as possible. So if you happen to hear my crazy in the background, that just lets you know that my life can be chaotic at times. So Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2 says to be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing one another in love, and make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. So God, He wants us to be humble and gentle. We need to be patient with one another, and we need to bear with one another in love. So when it seems like things might not be going the way that you expected with a friend, try to be patient with them. Because after this whole entire year, you don't know what they could have gone through. You know, you don't know what could have hit their family during this pandemic. You don't know if there was a financial struggle. You don't know if there was a severe struggle of depression. You don't know anything. Because sometimes as women, we tend to not want to share because we get too embarrassed to say how we feel and to say what's going on, you know. So we want to make sure that we are supportive and we are uplifting and not trying to just be in each other's business to be nosy, but to actually be beneficial to one another and show that love and support that we need. We have to have this. We have to have this in order to get through, you know, this whole process. We're going into another year. You know, if you live in Texas, I believe yesterday was the day of freedom, but where you can choose to wear a mask or not. I'm not even going to go into that subject as far as I'm concerned. I say do whatever you feel like you need to do is best. Now it seems like that it's just going to be a little different. We don't know if it's going to cause another stir of a round of sicknesses again and deaths. We don't know anything. But don't let the decision or choice that your sister makes deter you from loving her and going through this with her, because we're all in this together. Okay? And so here's another scripture for us in Romans 12 and 10. It says, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. That is a scripture that I could say that's a deep one. That means that we have to honor someone above how we would honor ourselves. Think of what you would do for yourself and then go above that for your sister. You know, I really feel like this year is just so heavy on my heart that we have to learn to really come together. You know, we really do. And I probably repeated that 1,000 times already through this podcast, but it's so true. If loving one another is probably one of the greatest things that we can do as believers. And like I said, this whole pandemic, it really was an eye opener for me. And I'm so glad that my eyes were opened and that I can be more sensitive to the mothers who are having to do everything. You know, I was an essential worker. And I say that with quotes because I feel like everybody's essential, period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But basically all this says is that I didn't get the joy of putting on a cute blazer top and then pajamas on the bottom so I can do my Zoom meetings, which was a disappointment. It meant that I had to go into work every day in spite of what's going on, which is fine, you know, because I have a good job. I love my residents. I get to work with them and they're wonderful. But I was considered an essential worker. So I would go to work every day. And then I'm thinking, I wonder what my house is going to look like when I get back home. I don't think this past year I've seen so much trash in my life. I filled that garbage can more than I ever could every week when they have to pick it up. And I come back to just a mess every day. And it just felt so chaotic and so unorganized and just a nightmare, you know? And it just, you know, I look back on this and I'm just like, wow, you know, just wow. That's all I can say is wow. And after working all day and dealing with families who are, you know, our residents were really sad because they couldn't see their families anymore. So many rules and so many obligations and so many things had to change. And it was just exhausting, you know, as if we aren't already exhausted as moms. We're already exhausted. But I'm going to tell you, this pandemic exhaustion, it hit different. It wasn't the same as the normal I'm tired. It hit different this time because now it was more of trying to get through the day and then feel like you still had feelings afterwards because you were just so drained emotionally that it was hard to come home and then have to deal with kids. And then, you know, I have one that sometimes he just randomly screams for no reason. I have no idea why. He can talk, you know, so he is verbal, but he really could have some fits. And I was just like, oh my goodness, I'm going to lose my mind. But I didn't. I'm still here, you know. But this whole pandemic taught me how to show a different level of compassion because I would have wanted people to treat me the way that I treat them. So that was like one of those, let me just sit back, cool out, and show compassion because I don't know what anyone's going through. I'm just going to base it off of what I'm going through and just show compassion, assuming that their house is just as chaotic and crazy as mine right now. So it was interesting for me. I do know that there'd be times that I'd be sitting up thinking, I barely had time to shave my legs already as a mom. You know, and then I turn around and now we have this pandemic and I've worn a mask every single day. And for some reason, I completely forgot that there might have been a little lip hair above my lip. And I used to call it my lady stash. And then one day when I looked inside the mirror, I was like, oh my gosh, I look like I'm starting to get a man stash if I don't start shaving my face. Because I had gotten so used to throwing a mask over it that a mustache was growing in. I got a couple more gray hairs. But I'm just happy that I'm still standing and actually taking a little precaution and looking in the mirror to, you know, handle any facial hairs that are trying to pop through the day. But I'm here. And I know that this has been a difficult time because some marriages didn't last through this. One, because some of us were too ashamed to say, I need prayer. Some were too ashamed to say, I need a friend right now. And like I said, we're about to go into another year of this. COVID's still not gone. Yeah, some of the bans may have been lifted in different states. I'm not sure about other states, but I just know it has been in Texas. But one thing I know is it's very much still here. It's still here. We don't know how long it's going to be here. I'm sure it'll be here forever. But right now, it's not completely under control. And with that being said, we need each other. And use this opportunity to take time and call a friend. Find a friend. Pray about it first. But find a friend, someone that you can trust, that you can talk to. And lean on each other through this time. Don't be afraid to open up your mouth and say, I need you. Because you'd be surprised that friend may be thinking, but I need you too. So we got to make sure that we are opening up our minds and our hearts to one another, because that's what God expects from us. And the good thing is, in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, God says, for where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. Let God be there with you. Be there with your friend. Take that time to spend that time with one another. And if you can't find a friend that you can do that with and be open with, then that is when you can maybe find a counselor. Don't be ashamed to go to a counselor. Your mental health is very important. But take this time to just find someone that you can rely on, that you can trust. Because when you guys gather together and you gather in the name of Jesus Christ, there he is. He's with you in the midst of you both. He's there with an open ear, hearing, and let him establish some hope in you guys and help him establish some strength inside of you. You know, let's work together, moms. This is how we get by, you know, and it's going to be okay. We can do this. I know that my son, I just thought I'd share this. Doesn't really have much to do with what I was talking about, but the other day, I guess he was mad at me because he likes to use my phone. He's obsessed with playing games on my phone, and he comes up to me and he tells me, Mommy, you are grounded. And I just looked at him and I thought, really? For how long? This is great. Please ground me and tell me that I can't leave my room for days. I'd appreciate that. And boy, that ticked him off. But he ended up saying, well, no, then you're not grounded anymore, you know. But I enjoyed that moment. And I just thought that was so cute. But at the end of the day, he was having a day that he was just so frustrated and he just wasn't being himself. And that's where I had to realize I needed a friend. I needed someone that I can call on to say, hey, he's having a tough day and I don't know what to do. You know, please just pray with me because I am really having a difficult time with him. He was having a bad day. I thought that him punishing me and trying to put me in timeout was extremely cute. But at the end of the day, you know, he was having a hard time. But I was glad that I was able to call on a friend who also has a child that's on the spectrum. And she said, I get it, you know. I know how you feel. Her child's older than mine, so I value her opinion. But it just felt great to be able to bear that burden with a friend. Yes, we can pray and God can lift those burdens, but sometimes it's just a good feeling of knowing that there's someone else that's going through the same thing. Not that it makes it better that someone's going through something, but it just gives you a little sense that of peace because you know that I'm not alone, you know. And we're never alone. So if I could say you could take away anything from this podcast today, I would say, find a friend. Bear in love with one another. Be patient with one another. Pray for each other. Come together and be that extra help that they need during this time. Thank you all for tuning in. And I hope that you had a good experience today. You know, not professional, but definitely just a mom jumping on a podcast, enjoying life. And I hope that it was beneficial and that there's something that you could take from it today. So I'm praying for each and every one of you guys. If you have any tips, topics, anything that you would like to talk about, then you can, I think you could leave messages, comments, you know, please do so. And thank you for tuning in today.